Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler for his outstanding performance at the Masters. I enjoyed a couple of great days in Augusta. Wonderful to see so many people. If you haven't watched it yet, be sure to check out the first-person drone tour of Augusta National's clubhouse. The digital team at Augusta National put together an amazing video showing the inside of the clubhouse like you've never seen it before. The video link was in Sunday's Weekend Wrap, so check it out. I'll be at our State of the Industry event Tuesday and Wednesday in New York City. Hope to see you there. This week, we also have the NBA play-in tournament, and the playoffs start formally on Saturday. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver writes an op-ed for the Associated Press on the occasion of the NBA at 75 years and states that the NBA can change the world. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, April 11th. Good Monday morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Let's start with baseball. You had Red Sox and Yankees from the Bronx last night and the debut of the K-Rod alternate broadcast on ESPN2. Michael Kay, Alex Rodriguez. I watched a little bit. It's a work in progress. And of course, expectedly, K-Rod doesn't have the natural ease or humor or likability of the Manning cast. So like I said, a work in progress. There are 8 scheduled K-Rod alternate broadcasts scheduled for this year. Meanwhile, we've talked about how MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred wants to improve his relationship with baseball players. Well, multiple outlets are reporting that Manfred gifted Major League Baseball players Bose headphones on opening day as a kind of peace offering after the 99-day lockout that delayed the start of the season. By multiple reports, the headphones and a letter signed by Manfred were left at the locker of each player when teams began their season Thursday and Friday. The present was first reported by The Athletic. In his note, Manfred wrote that the gift is a small gesture of his appreciation for the hard work that comes with being a Major League Baseball player. Manfred also wished the players luck for a successful season. So Rob Manfred reaching out to players in an effort to improve relations. We'll see if any players comment about this gesture. Staying with baseball, the early buzz around Apple's foray into baseball game action on Friday was not entirely positive. Talk about another work in progress. The first live Friday night baseball broadcast on Apple TV reportedly had some fans frustrated and disappointed around connectivity issues. That was during the Mets-Nationals game. Some viewers did bring up the connectivity issues. Others were okay with the picture quality and the lack of advertising. Remember, it was a free game, and I'm sure the quality and the performance will improve over time. Meanwhile, let's shift to the NFL because news on the sale of the Denver Broncos came from the New York Post, which reported that former Walmart Board of Director Chair Rob Walton is set to make a bid for the Broncos, and he is now seen as the favorite to buy the team. Walton was expected to submit a bid for the Broncos worth more than $4 billion. The Broncos set Friday as the deadline for opening bids. And according to one source of the New York Post, the Broncos are only accepting offers that are for more than $4 billion. One interesting note is that Rob Walton is a cousin by marriage of Stan Kroenke, who of course owns the Rams. And you're going to read and hear a lot about new facilities, especially in the NFL. And we've talked about the deal for the Buffalo Bills. And when I was in Augusta, let's just say Bills fans are out in force. Maybe now that the team is so good, but Bills fans were everywhere in Augusta. Now, despite some criticism from some state lawmakers in New York, the New York State Legislature pass $600 million going towards a new Bills stadium. That was part of a $220 billion state budget passed by the legislature. The deal for the Bills, you know, was never in danger of not passing. We've talked about the agreement, but remember, the $600 million in state funding will be part of a 30-year lease agreement with the team, and you combine that $600 million with the $250 million from Erie County, and the combined $850 million will be the largest public subsidy ever given to an NFL franchise to build a stadium. You know, we've talked a bunch about Formula One on the Buzzcast, and SBJ's John Aran has a big story that shows just how bullish Formula One is about their newfound popularity. Aran reports that, incredibly, F1 has been out in the market seeking upwards of $75 million per year for its U.S. media rights. Right now, ESPN is paying around $5 million per year for the rights, but obviously F1 sees all the interest. They are trying to capitalize on it. ESPN is seen as still the front runner to renew its deal, but NBC and others could be interested in Formula One. Now, Aran noted that most sports business executives believe that Formula One will get a big increase, but they see this $75 million figure 15 times higher than they currently get as over-indexing pretty significantly. So we'll have to see where Formula One lands. The racing series, of course, is banking on its popularity in the U.S. market to cash in big time. Let's just say the interest in Formula One is huge. Last year's races on ESPN were up 54% over the previous year. And as we do so often around the Buzzcast, let's end around people. First, Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney is not a fan of the early name, image, and likeness policies and oversight. In a wide-ranging interview with ESPN.com, he said there are no rules and no guidance when it comes to name, image, and likeness. He also called the name, image, and likeness landscape out of control, an absolute mess, and a train wreck. Now, he agrees with the concept of allowing players to benefit from name, image, and likeness, but he doesn't like the current structure. He also thinks there will be an eventual complete blow-up and restructuring of all college athletics, especially football. He predicts a breakaway conference where you will have 40 or 50 teams and a commissioner, because he believes a commissioner would help with conference stability and uniformity. So Swinney, very outspoken on the state of college sports. A pretty interesting interview to check out. And finally, a new era at Warner Brothers Discovery, as CEO David Zaslav announced the leadership team for Warner Brothers Discovery, and he is seeking right now, still, to hire a CEO for Warner Brothers Discovery Sports. As we all know, that's currently led by longtime media executive Lenny Daniels, and many expect him to remain in that leadership role. But it is worth keeping an eye on if David Zaslav has intentions to bring in someone else to work with Lenny Daniels to lead Warner Brothers Discovery Sports. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, April 11th. I'm Abe Madcor. Hope everybody has a great week. Like I said, if you're at our State of the Industry Conference in New York, please say hi. It'd be great to see you. Until then, you'll be hearing from David Albright leading the Buzzcast for the rest of this week. Well, I'll talk to you on Friday. And until Friday, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you later in the week.